brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continue with open phones throughout the hour, but I pretty much segued into covering the globalists, the chieftains of the New World Order. I want to go into some more David Rockefeller quotes in the next segment, and we did find the full New York Times Magazine Karl Rove quote, where the Washington Post, New York Times, and other top reporters are around him at a party, and they said, "We're in the reality-based community. You know, you guys lie a lot." And he said, "Doesn't matter. We control reality. Don't you understand that?" And I'm going to read that quote coming up. And see, the elect minions know how to buy into being conned. That's stylish. That's cool. Being a chump, being a schmuck, being a fool, being an idiot, being a moron, being conned, that's cool. Being uninformed, that's grace. That's style. Your heroes being a bunch of gang-banging sports figures, that's true leadership. Being on Prozac, dying young of cancer, that's style. Let's talk to Keith in Tejas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Mr. Jones, it's Keith with Funkmaster 5 Channel. How you doing?
Well done with what you're doing on YouTube. How you doing?
Well, I just want to throw out there real quick. Anybody who follows Glenn Beck and thinks he's a conservative and thinks about his restoring honor rally and all his claims to be, you know, down with home values and family values, all you need to do is Google search Glenn Beck has gay fantasy, and that should definitely hold out there.
Oh, his crazy rant, that's really discredited him. I'm sad he did that, attacking me last week. But, I mean, it's so insane. And this is the big Christian Mormon leader who leads people in prayer at the monument. And he takes little clips of me saying, man, Charlie, because I was there helping him, you know, make sure he stayed clean and off drugs. And I said, man, you're working out. You look great. You're clean. And they took that and turned it into – I guess, we all know what Glenn Beck did. It's very bizarre. I can't repeat it on air.
Well, you know, he's the equivalent of somebody walking by, seeing somebody who's injured in the street, you know, with a broken leg or bleeding or sick, running by, seeing a bunch of people kicking him, and then running by and sneaking in and getting a kick himself, too. You know, and it's really sad and pitiful to see that he's doing the same thing that
well, most it means of the rest we're it, it, it means we're getting to him, and we forced him to go further on covering the New World Order. And I wish him nothing but well. But you know, from reading about him, making jokes about friends of his that you know had miscarriages and things. I mean, he's a very twisted, hurt person, and the globalists put him in power because he is unstable and can later be destroyed. And the reports are he's got a lot of stuff hidden about him, and he's just a very mentally unstable person, and we really feel sorry for Glenn.
It's not a big surprise. I mean, there's even a video circulating around YouTube where he admits that he converted to be a Mormon in the first place so that he could get who he's now married to, his wife, to have sex with him. It's
yeah,
on
he said
there.
That. I've seen it straight up on a national TV interview.
There's your Mormon. There's your restoring honor right there, you know.
Well, it's pretty amazing, Keith, but I'm not judging him. I mean, I judge him on his political statements and what he stands for. And he does put out some good fruit. You know, it's a mixed tree, but it's because the globalists are so desperate to control this movement. We've done such a good job of really getting the facts out there that it was discrediting the system. So they kind of put out a twisted doppelganger of myself and others. He's a composite to try to lead the movement into war, torture, and the Patriot Act. But at least he is covering the Federal Reserve. That shows how far we've come, how far Ron Paul's come, Keith. But I really don't want to get into Glenn Beck and all that. I mean, it's actually a great victory that he's attacking me and Bill O'Reilly is. You know what Gandhi said? First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. We're winning. Duh.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, periodically, every few months, I will go pull from the thousands and thousands of Council on Foreign Relations quotes on their own website, because they've got stuff up there going back to 1922 when they were set up. They've loaded it up there. And their recent comments about how they would set up 10 regions in America, 10 regions in every other country, suborn national sovereignty, sign it over to a private international banking cartel. Then in the 70s, they said that they would bring out carbon taxes in the future, tax everyone on human activity paid to them, to control all activity so you can't even have a business, a job, a barn, build a shack, you know, out back your house, fix your home without going through international zoning. Just like with the insurance companies writing the health care bill to only allow their companies to then be exempt, thus shutting down all competition. Or the globalists in the 70s moving their base of construction operations and manufacturing to China, having China lower their currency as a tariff so we couldn't compete, deindustrializing America, the giant sucking sound. What did Al Gore do in the debates in 1992, 1993, when the independent candidate, Ross Perot, would say, you're going to hear a giant sucking sound, we're going to be deindustrialized, wages are going to drop. Al Gore would just laugh at him. President Bush would laugh at him in the debates. Clinton would laugh at him in the debates that they had over and over again on Larry King Live. He would just laugh and go, it's a good deal, Larry. It's great. We have all that in the film Fall of the Republic. Well, now you see 16, 17 years later, 18 years later, how good was it? Was it wonderful? So last hour I was reading quotes about Rockefeller saying, yeah, I want global government. I want to get rid of national sovereignty. I'm guilty as charged. And then he gets into Bilderberg Group next. But before I go to that, here's another globalist quote out of the New York Times Magazine. It is a lengthy 15-page article, and here is the cover of it. If you are a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, if not, just search the term faith, certainty, and the presidency of George W. Bush. And then you turn to page 10 in New York Magazine, and it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, and a coterie of super high-powered reporters. And they're talking to him, and they're saying, this is written a few years after the invasion of Iraq. It's actually about a year after, October 17, 2004, a little more than a year, 16 months or so. And they're sitting there talking to Karl Rove, and they're going, but yeah, you guys lie. This isn't a private discussion. You're constantly lying. And it goes on. In the summer of 2002, after I'd written an article in Esquire, this is from the New York Times, that the White House didn't like about Bush's former communications director, Karen Hughes, I had a meeting with a senior advisor to Bush. He expressed the White House's displeasure and then told me something that at the time I didn't fully comprehend, that which I now believe gets to the very heart of the presidency. Now, see, the New York Times claims this is a recorded meeting, but then a bunch of other reporters said, well, the same thing was said at the cocktail party. So I guess they were either recording that. So there was also a debate about this, but Karl Rove then went on to confirm that he indeed had said this and said this many times. But so he goes on to say, but which I now believe is the very heart of the Bush presidency. Yeah, like Bush saying it isn't illegal when the president says do it. That's what Nixon said. Oh, I can order lying and stealing and breaking into people's houses and wiretapping without warrants because when the president does it, it isn't illegal. Now listen to what Karl Rove told New York Times writer Ron Suskind, okay? The aide said, these guys like me, and he's not saying Karl Rove at the time. It later came out it was Karl Rove. The aide said that guys like me were, quote, in what we call the reality-based community. So Karl Rove says, you're in the reality-based community. Remember Matt Drudge a few months ago took my quote live on air where I said there's no rest for those of us that live in reality, those of us that work in reality. Will you guys go to his Twitter and get me my actual quote? Because it was better than that. The point is, I said, there's no rest for those of us that live and work in reality. But again, Karl Rove says to the New York Times reporter, in what we call the reality-based community, he says, the aide said that guys like me were in what we call the reality-based community. So Karl Rove's saying, well, you're living in reality, pal. See, they are psychological warfare experts. They know when they say DU is good for you and Fukushima is good for you, and they have the left and right say it, that it confuses people and bewilders you. And instead of you having the moral high ground and everybody admitting a fact, they just go, we pretend it doesn't exist. It's like Bill Clinton saying, it depends on what the word is, on the definition of is. People are like, what? And he goes, oh, you're not smart enough to get it. No, I get it. You're a con artist. In what we call the reality-based community, which he defined as people who, quote, believe that solutions emerge from your judicious study of discernible reality. So he says, you people are what we call the reality-based community. Quote, you believe that solutions emerge from your judicious study of discernible reality. See, that's what I do. History, reality, globalist documents, their public plans. See, I do believe, I am in the reality-based community, that solutions emerge from your judicious study of discernible reality. I nodded, the New York Times reporter said, and murmured something about enlightenment principles and things being empirical. He cut me off. That's not the way the world really works anymore, said Karl Rove. He continued, we're an empire now, and when we act, we create our own reality. See, this is what happens to people that have total power and can get away with anything they want. DynCorp and Halliburton can publicly run giant child kidnapping rings. It can come out in Houston Chronicle, Chicago Tribune. Nobody gets in trouble. I go tell Austin cops I'm walking out of P.F. Chang's a few years ago. DynCorp's across the street. They're laughing at me. Oh, look, it's Alex Jones. One of them's a commander. And I walk over to the big cop and the other little cops, big giant cop, and I said, you know, officer, that DynCorp facility, that's one of their head offices. They're in mainstream news running kidnapping rings. And he smiled at me and he said, I know, Alex, I work for them. And they all started just laughing. Whether he worked for them or not, the point is, it was all funny. See, you're not in the reality-based community. You know this spirit of gibbering, demonic, servile, giving yourself over to delusions, just like Nero did. Nero burned Rome because he wanted part of it because he wanted to expand his palace and blame it on the Christians. Nero got so crazy he believed he was a god and that he couldn't die if he committed suicide. Of course, he died. See, for the most powerful, they go crazy, and then death and destruction. They reported that Hitler would sit for hours on the Polish front looking through a telescope, watching bombs and burning like it was the greatest show on earth, and Stuka bombers, guide bombing. Burning cities, dead children, fire, they love it. And see, they just giggle. They giggle and enjoy it. I nodded and murmured something about enlightenment principles. He cut me off. That's not the way the world really works anymore, Karl Rove continued. We're an empire now. And when we act, we create our own reality. And while you're studying that reality judiciously, you actually study reality. I don't care. You're judicious. Look at you. You can think for yourself. It doesn't matter if you think for yourself. Resistance is futile, which it really isn't. This is a con artist's gibbering game. He's a little gross, sniveling, unconservative demon. And while you're studying that reality judiciously, and you will, listen to him, you will, we'll act again, creating our own other new realities. Again, and while you're studying that reality judiciously, as you will, we'll act again, creating other new realities, which you can study too. See, he's saying it doesn't matter what you do. And that's how things will sort out. We're history's actors, and you, all of you, will be left to just study what we do. And he goes on with the other reporters completely shocked by the statement. But see, the smart ones like a Joe Hagan. We're going to come back and go to Aaron after the break. The smart ones like a New York Magazine writer. The smart ones like a Media Matters Rolling Stone writer. They know how. When they come to my office and I go, here's all the globalist documents, here's their books, do you want these? No, thank you. Do you want me to show you the Rockefeller documents where they put the sterilants in the vaccines? Would you like to see a bunch of quotes on video of them calling for world government and a one-child policy? No, thank you. Why? Because you're just going to, you're just reporting on me, the phenomenon. Well, let's not talk about Alex Jones. Let's talk about what I stand for. But instead, I just give little crazy-sounding bullet points, hoping people don't look deeper. You know, I'm saying this is a big, deep reservoir of corruption and death and destruction. And history shows it, and here's the globalists admitting it. Please look. Please, for your own family's future. I'm getting chills right now. And the yuppies and all of them flowing from this spiritual blindness, whatever you want to call it, they just giggle and smirk and say, the people of Fukushima should be happy. This is going to be good for them. George Monbiot, I might have been on the fence before. Now I believe in nuclear power. People are like, that doesn't make sense. I control reality. I've got the backing of the power structure. I'm George Monbiot. I go to globalist Bilderberg meetings. I openly write for world government. But then I write articles saying you're crazy if you believe in world government, just like David Rockefeller did in his memoirs that we read last hour. He said, yeah, we're setting up world government, but there's these crazy populists who believe we're setting up a world government, and they're nuts. But we are. Now let me talk about the Bilderberg group, he goes on. I mean, years after this memoir was written, I would still have the New York Times and others say Jones is insane. He believes a thing called the Bilderberg group exists. And I call the reporter and I go, don't you want their own minutes that have been leaked? Don't you want to have the right? And they're like, no, I don't. Alex, I got to go. By the way, you're going to lose. Bam, slam the phone down. I get one of the head of the Naval War College people on who openly calls and says our military works for foreign banks and world government. And I set him up for an interview, but then he figured out who I was. He thought he was coming on Alex S. Jones' radio show. And I called him up when they couldn't get him on the line. My producers couldn't. And he said, I'm not coming on your show during the 3-minute break. He said, no, I will not gratify you. And I said, but you're calling for world government. He goes, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. And I said, no, you're going to lose. And he went, never. Never! And hung up. He didn't say I was a liar. Well, Thomas Barnett, he just said, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. We control reality now.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So what the globalists do is they put a lie out to the reporters, the corporate leaders, and they say, look, suspend all moral judgments, suspend critical thinking, cover anything we want, lie, just be our servant, we might give you some chicken feed. And anyone that comes forward with an argument, a moral argument, or someone who stands up and says, I want to be free, I don't want to go under your tyrannical system, they then just laugh at you and say, you don't have a stake in reality, we control reality, we're God. And that's what this power trip stems from. And going back into David Rockefeller's memoirs, published 2002, we already last hour read the quote where he admitted, yes, he wants global government, that yes, the populists, you know, are a bunch of conspiracy theorists, but basically they're right, but he's going to defeat them. Aaron, go over some of that.
Yeah, that whole book is very tongue-in-cheek because he opens with kind of mocking the little people who are against the world government, the so-called populists and so forth. But then he breaks down his little personal accounts of the Council on Foreign Relations, of the Bilderberg Group, and of some of the other groups.
But wait, they say that doesn't exist. But well, he's allowed to talk about it because he's for it. He controls reality. Sometimes it exists, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's totally
true. This is their philosophy, folks.
And notice here how he mocks people but still admits Bilderberg exists. If the Council on Foreign Relations raises the hackles of conspiracy theorists, the Bilderberg meetings must induce apocalyptic visions of omnipotent international bankers plotting with unscrupulous government officials to impose cunning schemes on an ignorant and unsuspecting world. See how tongue-in-cheek that is.
Is he telling you what he's doing?
Yeah. But
we've got internal quotes that have been confirmed where he says things like that. It would have been impossible to do this if the media hadn't worked with us. We want to thank the Washington Times, the Washington Post, the New York Times. He didn't say Washington Times. Go ahead.
He's playing upon our ignorance, and I'm sure he's familiar with all the denial about these kind of groups going on. But deeper into this chapter, you know, there's this perception that Bilderberg are kind of untouchable people. They're such lofty bankers and militarists and so forth that they can't be touched. But then he explains how in 1976 the group had to shut down for a year, how its founder, Prince Bernhard, nearly had to step down from the council and, you know, almost was in criminal trouble. You know, I don't know if that all would have happened if he would have actually gone to prison. But reading from David Rockefeller, in 1976, Bilderberg faced a scandal that almost resulted in its collapse. That's David Rockefeller admitting it. Early that year in testimony before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, it was alleged that Prince Bernhard had approached the Lockheed Corporation with an offer to use his official position to influence Dutch defense procurements policies in exchange for significant financial consideration. As the year wore on, evidence against Bernhard accumulated, including indications that he had met with intermediaries during Bilderberg events. They always claim they don't set any policy there, that they don't even discuss policy. And here they are admitting that Prince Bernhard was carrying on part of this Lockheed Martin scheme.
Yeah, Obama and Hillary in 2008 show up at the secret meeting. We're there, telling the media they're there. The media is all looking for him, but says, we're not going to go look there. And they decide that Hillary's going to step down at that meeting.
Yeah, and we know from all the things Tucker brings out that later become true, that there's definitely very important stuff going on at the meeting. But Rockefeller goes on to explain how in 76 the conference was canceled and it appeared for a time Bilderberg was finished. Now, of course, they would have continued under some other name. But the point is they aren't beyond the reach of accountability, of public scrutiny, and all these populists who've been criticizing them, that does bear pressure on them. And, of course, Prince Bernhard was not only a Nazi SS officer, he also worked with the London RAF during World War II, so he's playing both sides. While he was sitting on the IG Farben council or board or what have you, he was also one of the founders of the World Wildlife Fund, along with the eugenicist Prince Philip and the eugenicist Julian Huxley.
And was caught smuggling elephant tusk out. They run the wildlife op so they can get the goods themselves.
And it plays into Agenda 21, of course, as well. So that's just.
And they use those wildlife preserves. This has now been declassified as military bases to set up rebels to overthrow countries.
Yeah. It just shows you just a small indicator of how deep Prince Bernhard's influence goes. But yet he was not beyond the reach of the.
And his daughter today, the Queen of the Netherlands, is the unofficial head above the puppet head of Bilderberg.
Yeah. And of course, he was the founder, along with Joseph Redinger, who more or less kind of entrusted him with the idea to form the group.
Yeah. Viscount Etienne Davignon is the current head.
Yeah. And as we know, Bilderberg did more than just talk. They set up the European Union by stealth and, you know.
They brag about that. But again, that's no big deal. They don't have any power. What do you think about the bizarre Karl Rove statement? That really says it all about how they control reality.
It's evil, but it's deep. You know, it's a mix of the Emperor Wears No Clothes and kind of the Matrix. Like, your reality will be what we dictate to you. And it's it's kind of mind-boggling.
And these reporters, they just love it. They feel like they've joined the power. And so they just dive in. Ah, reality means nothing. I'm part of the power. Ah. And then you watch society being destroyed because the globalists are such sadomasochistic, murdering scumbags. And we have all the proof of their lust for death and destruction. You people sold your souls cheaply, didn't you?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
if you want it, here it is, come and get it, but you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now I'm taking calls and hitting some other key news in the last half hour of this worldwide transmission. Kyle, Richard, Blue Star, Alex, Bruce, we're going to get to all of you and more. Briefly, we carry the best books, the best videos, not just the films and books that I've written, but other films and books that I believe are extremely informative. You get tools that will further enlighten and inform you that you can then pass forward to friends and family, or have public viewings or private viewings. It's all about getting the information out, and it's all about the info warriors, the people that are awake worldwide, taking action and exposing the globalists and the false reality they've tried to basically shut up, and the yuppies and other servants that have been taught it's trendy to be conned. It's trendy to not know what's going on. They're finally getting hurt bad enough by the New World Order that a lot of them are waking up, but then they're being led off by neocons and fake liberals and other globalist foundation-controlled minions. Now, we're almost out of this book, and then it's going to be out of print for a while he reprints. We've only got a very few copies left of Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. We sold out last week, just got a few hundred more in, and then that's it. Joel is out. Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, third edition. Excellent information to think about security. Very well written. The new book, only available at Infowars.com. Big Brother, They're a Orwellian Nightmare. come true by Mark Dice, getting into how the Big Brother system is here, the surveillance, the spying, the control grid. Excellent new book. We've also got a Big Brother T-shirt we designed that you can get discounted when you get it with the book or alone, available at InfoWars.com. A great discussion piece. What's that shirt mean? Well, it's this. It's got InfoWars.com on it. You'll meet like-minded people. We are just about ready to be able to ship these out because it officially comes out in just a few days. We, of course, have had these for a month sitting on them, but now they're going out. In fact, started today. New York Times bestselling author Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell. 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. Very easy read, full of documents, full of photos, full of information. This is my favorite type of book, a great coffee table book, a great gift to give people just to give them a primer on how they're being lied to. But it's also very sophisticated, but at the same time, a very easy read. There's the stand down where Cheney ordered the stand down on 9/11. Chairman John Chiefs of Staff under Cheney's directive. I mean, just look at these documents. This book, I think each one gets better as he gets more informed and does more research and works with the great researcher Dick Russell. Jesse Ventura, 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. When you buy it from us, you support everything we're doing. Also, What in the World Are They Spraying? Excellent film dealing with chemtrails. And I just had another mainstream news article they gave me where the government is admitting that chemtrails warm the world more than aviation emissions. And it turns out most of these so-called chemtrails are having barium salts, aluminum dioxide added into the jet fuel. And so it's being dispersed out and causing nuclei. But Holder's public program, John P. Holdren, he says they're doing test chemtrailing to cool the Earth. But all the meteorologists we've had on it and astrophysicists and others have pointed out this will heat the Earth, not cool it. And there it is out of the New Scientist. But that's What in the World Are They Spraying? Again, it's how they control reality. They put uranium and radium and other things in our water, mined out of limestone, mixed in with sodium fluoride. They call it sodium fluoride. It comes out in the news. They're doing it all over the country. But there's no debate, no discussion, no question why are they doing it. No discussion of taking it out of the water. Just, okay, we're doing this to you. Yeah, we covered it up. Yeah, people went public inside the water districts. So what? We're going to keep doing it. See, I mean, it's just, it'd be like body snatcher green aliens running around in the street, sucking people's brains out, and the news saying they're friendly visitors, they're nice, they want to help you. If you see a green alien running down the street, pull over. They have a large straw. Help them stick it in your brain and suck your brain. Now, of course, I'm being sarcastic. Glenn Beck will probably take that out of context and say that I'm believe in green aliens sucking your brain. It's as crazy as green aliens sucking your brain, and the media is saying it's normal and good. To go, yeah, we're doing some chemtrailing, but don't worry about it. Yeah, we're putting uranium in your water. No big deal. Yeah, we're taking the veterans' death benefits. It's in the news, but so what? Nobody's going to get in trouble. Yeah, the government's running giant child kidnapping rings. Comes out in the news, comes out in congressional hearings, nobody gets in trouble. Rumsfeld says they're allowed to do it. Because he controls reality. Because you let the con artists run wild and have them play this game of, I'm in a suit, and I'm an old, distinguished-looking old man. Sit down and shut up. What did people booing Cheney at CPAC do? He just said, now shut up. And the minions laughed. Shut up. I'm the boss. I do whatever I want. There's nothing you can do to me. I'm all powerful. Let me tell you, how did I sneak into Bohemian Grove? Well, I snuck around past the checkpoints into the parking lot through a swamp. And then once I got in, I just strutted around. That's what the globalists do. The average little people, when they go up to pay with a credit card, they get all nervous it might not go through. Or when they go up to get a hotel thing, I've seen people I've traveled with, they get kind of nervous, and the people ask questions and act weird. I just walk up, I'm polite, and I'm totally confident, and in an instant service, red carpets, oh, you're confident, here, everything's yours. But see, the globalist, it's the same thing with women. A lot of guys try to act confident, okay, and women pick up on that, and they really don't like it. Some women like kind of the goofy, cute, real guy who isn't confident over a fake guy who acts confident. But on average, women like really confident men. I mean, you're confident, and I'm not saying it's a good lifestyle or whatever, but you take the girl out on a couple dates, and you're just point blank, baby, I think you're just unbelievably gorgeous. Let's rock and roll. Boom. But you're all hesitant about it. Ain't going to happen. And I'm not trying to get into that. The point is that it's an analogy on life. The globalists just take that to the thousandth degree and just, hey, uranium's good. We're blowing everybody up. It's peace. It's not a war. And the banks are stealing everything. What are you going to do about it? All right. I said I'd go to your calls and I said I'd plug these videos, but I went off into a rampage. The point is get the books and videos at Infowars.com. You vote with your dollars supporting us. Plus, and most importantly, you get a powerful tool to wake folks up. All this talk about world government, UN, all this stuff, Endgame, still the preeminent film available at Infowars.com. Police State 4, the rise of FEMA for the total martial law takeover enemy program. Every police department should see this because then they'll realize how they're being covertly federalized incrementally. Everybody needs this. Everybody in InfraGuard needs it. Your pastors need it. Chances are they're already on government payroll secretly. This will wake them up. That's why when you try to give them to them, they're like, oh, whoa, I don't want terrorist stuff. Yeah, I know about Alex Jones. Whoa, whoa. That's why they send out memos to them. Don't watch it. We're reading your email, pastor. You're part of our secret team now, but don't watch Alex Jones. A lot of police chiefs try to give them this. They're like, oh, whoa, whoa, that's like a deadly, venomous cobra. No, not the video. Oh, please, not that. Oh, I've heard about him. Remember all those internal memos they give the police? Don't watch Alex Jones. He's really evil. He's really manipulative. He'll actually read our quotes. He'll actually show us saying it. Oh, don't watch him. He'll show you internal FEMA training manuals saying the founding fathers are bad. Actual video. I'm nobody. Folks, I got the truth. I got history. I'm not bamboozled by these people. I can see them. They live. I got the sunglasses. And what does Rowdy Piper got to do to his buddy? He's got to beat him up to get him to put him on. He's like, put these on. The guy's like, I'm not putting them on. That's an allegory of the general public. And Piper's like, all right, it's going down right now. You're putting them on. That's what I do. I don't come up and apologize to people this information. I know it sounds kooky, but there's a world government. I'm like, listen, there's an emergency situation. History's repeating itself. Global private corporations have taken over the planet. They want a one-child policy. They've already taken over the planet, so they feel like you're rats or cockroaches eating their grain. They want you out of the way. They're setting up a planetary control grid as a means to an end. Do you understand? Here's the information. You've been warned. Ah! And lastly, Invisible Empire, directed by Jason Burmes, excellent film, The New World Order Defined, covers the whole spectrum of the history of the New World Order, very important film, Infowars.com, or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can write to us, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Tejas, 78760. Okay, let's go to Kyle in Iowa. You're on the air, evil person who, wait, let me get the exact Karl Rove quote. Where did my New York Times Magazine Karl Rove thing, because I want to announce for the rest of the day these callers as what Karl Rove called in what we call the reality-based community. You guys ever find my Drudge quote he used off his Twitter? Just Alex Jones' quote, for those of us living in reality, there is no rest. There's no rest for those of us living in reality. Look at the exact quote. I don't think that's it. But that's the counter to Karl Rove. We live in reality. And he says, in what we call the reality-based community. So let's talk to somebody in the reality-based community, or he may disagree with reality. Kyle in Iowa, what community are you in? The deception, believe the lie, gullible, giggle reality of the slaves, or do you believe in reality?
I choose both. Alex, I got some hardcore reality for you. I don't know if you heard about this, but there was recently a quote-unquote canceled martial law drill again here in Iowa, and it was due to them claiming that patriots were death-threatening a school because they're running some martial law drill to go round up a white supremacist who was against illegal immigration. And
yeah,
they've
had those all over the country where they say, you know, the group in camouflage cops under federal grants come in and say, we're groups against public schools for homeschooling. We're going to kill you. And the little kids cry and they do a horrible crime against them, but do it in plain view and say, we control reality. And then they have other drills where it's a white supremacist against open borders, meaning if you're against open borders, you're a white supremacist. And then 2 years ago, it's in the new Police State 4 Rise of FEMA. We have the colonel on. It was in the newspaper. Yeah, we're going to practice confiscating guns around the town. We're going to do it and practice arresting the gun shop owners. Then I got him on, and the colonel said, well, yeah, we were going to do that drill, but it's not very nice how you say it's for America. This was for overseas. I said, Colonel, I've been to the drills, the role players, and the citizens you hire at these. It's for America. And then they go, well, it's for America with the role players, but not really for America. And I'm like, oh, was New Orleans for America? Taking the guns there? And he goes, well, I don't want to discuss that, eh, boy. See, because they're all about psych warfare. And he's like, wow, this guy, he tries this Obi-Wan Kenobi thing on me as these aren't the droids you're looking for. And I go, yeah, these are the droids I'm looking for. I'm not moving along here, pal. Get out of the car, because I'm a defender of the Republic. I'm the real cop. I'm the real sheriff in town. And so is every other sovereign American. So I know what you are. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Give me a news headline. I remember seeing an AP, but that may have been another one where they were doing the anti-immigration attack on the school and then teaching the kids. Now, it's not that the cops came in and terrorized your little kids unannounced. That's not a crime. The crime is we had to do it because the pro-gun group is the terrorist in the drill. And the parents are all like, those dirty gun owners, those dirty... See how simple and mentally ill that psych warfare system is? But then you've got to admit that the authority figure is wrong. So the average person goes, okay, it is good you terrorize my 7-year-old. Thank you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I don't have an article in front of me because I'm on the road right now, but it just happened. It was just from the Des Moines Register. And basically they said that people are calling in saying, if you run this drill, we're actually going to come in and make this, you know, we're actually going to come in and shoot the place up for real. And they just, in the article, they just made it
sound
like...
Yeah, that's just the feds probably merging it with their own program and actually calling that in themselves, because they like to start in these giant re-education camp drills. The whole country's been being turned into one, to then add reality to then cause even more hysteria.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like to me. It just, the thing that blew my mind, and it didn't surprise me at the same time, was the fact that they're just like, someone actually death threatened you. I had a friend in high school who called in a bomb threat just to, you know, because he wanted to get out of a test. And this was before 9/11. This was like 1997 or something, you know, and he was just some stupid kid, but, you know, he's a felon because of that. And he's really a harmless, you know, do nothing type of guy, you know,
he probably should be. She should have a record for that, because that can really cause a lot of problems. I appreciate your call, but good to hear from you, Kyle. You know, sometimes I'm out in public, and I usually got to go somewhere, but I was gassing up my car a few days ago, and a guy came over and said, Alex, I want to thank you for everything. He goes back in, gets something, he's coming back out. And I said, hey, come here and talk to me. How long have you been a listener? And he looked like a former military type guy. And he was there with one of his friends. They were, you know, working, he said. And I said, how'd you start listening? He goes, well, I listened years ago. And then I went in the Army. He said he'd been listening about 10 years. And I went in the Army. And then I got out. And I've got all these, you know, disabilities and things, you know, from the war. And he said, then I started smoking marijuana. And I got caught with a little bit of it. And I fought it because it was medical marijuana. And I had my medical marijuana card. And he said they put me in jail for 2 years. And he said, but they were releasing carjackers and all these other criminals after months. And see, but that's true. You look at the statistics. You get caught with some marijuana in places like Texas, a lot of times they throw the book at you. He's a veteran, now a felon. 2 years in jail. He was, I think, 70-something days in the county jail before he went to prison fighting it. Because he fought it. They just kept him in jail because he's a good worker. See, he'll make nice license plates and nice furniture. He'll do a good job for him. Sir, I really appreciate your call. Send me some info on that Iowa situation. I remember reading about it, but I forget the headline. Richard in Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I just watched your film, Fall of the Republic, again. It's mint. Very good. Well, very well done. I would pat you on the back for that. I noticed that you have on there you're going to do a eugenics film. I was just wondering if you're still planning on doing that, because I love your movies, man. I want to see another one.
Yeah, here's the problem. I do multiple radio interviews every day. I'm running everything here in the office. I got a bunch of new projects we're doing, and I am doing multiple TV interviews today. And I kind of was behind the scenes on. And it kind of got me out of my rhythm of always turning one out every 6 months, because I kind of oversaw Burmese's thing that took about a year longer than it was supposed to. We did a great job, just we took longer because I wasn't honchoing it. And then I kind of halfway honchoed Police State 4. I didn't really make those films. Burmese directed one. I kind of quasi helped on it. You know, and my editors were taken away from the editors we hired for him, and they did it, Aaron and Jacobson. And then I just kind of got out of my rhythm. And then I've kind of gotten into actually seeing my children about 2 hours a day, an hour in the morning, an hour or two at night. And so just started seeing my children. I mean, there were whole years where I might just see them on one day on the weekend and a little bit on Sunday. And I don't know how long I'm going to be alive. And so I just, the magicness of being with my children, I just dream about quitting every day. I don't want the acclaim, the renowned. I don't want all this attention, but it's a mission. And I go deeper into danger every day. And I'm just totally sick of everything. And my understanding expanding so fast, I can hardly even explain the information. I've got like three films I started and never finished. I'm just all over the map. So we've shifted into a system of all these dozens of incredible interviews we've gotten flying around the country and putting those out with some documentation as kind of, you know, presentation films on PrisonPlanet.tv. And they're being seen by millions in the aggregate. So we're still having the same effect on that front. But the films are so time intensive because I sit over every edit, every document, every voiceover, that when I make a film for months and months and months, I am up here till 2 in the morning with big black circles around my eyes, eating pizza and becoming slovenly. And so I would certainly hope, Richard, to be able to get more of that done for you. Blue Star, Alex, Bruce, Justin, and others, your call straight ahead. Stay with us. Every minute, folks, I want to run to the South Pacific. Every minute, I want to punch out of here.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda that we'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home?
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Way up north. Way up north. To Alaska, go north, Alaska's home.
The guys didn't find my short quote that Drudge ran with. There is no rest when you are involved in reality. Alex Jones, Austin, Texas, 2/20/11. Does Urgent Radio 6 days a week. Web DVDs. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to Blue Star in Canada. Blue Star, you're on the air.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. I've got an amazing story that you might want to have this gentleman on your show, but it's got several points of interest for anybody that's going to foreclosure. About 3 weeks ago, I did an interview with Rico Giron. He was running for sheriff in New Mexico, and he has taken out, he sued the IRS on racketeering charges and won. The main point right now where he's at is that he paid his mortgage in full. The mortgage company gave it to a lawyer, which there was no lawyer's judgments. He has now told the local sheriff that he is going not going to leave his property alive, standing up for his and our constitutional rights. If you want to do a little bit more research on him, his site is RicoForSheriff.com.
All right, we'll check it out, Blue Star. Very interesting. More and more people are drawing their line in the sand. Thank you for that information. That's what the globalists can't stand. Alex in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. Thank you for this is a chance to speak to the world of InfoWarriors. I just want to say, see something, say something. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's completely exploiting one of the most observable errors in social psychology called the fundamental attribution error, where you overestimate situational attributes to be applying to the personality. It's just atrocious.
Well, it's saying the public are the terrorists. It's saying don't trust anyone but the government.
Yes, exactly. You see, like, if somebody pulls out in front of you, you say, oh, that man must be a bad driver. Well, no, that man's two-year-old just drank chlorine, and he's rushing into the hospital. You can't make these assumptions on people. And it's just sick.
Well, it's like the realtors. Every week I see articles where they see guns in a house and call the police where guns are legal because they don't live in reality. They watch dramas based in New York where you're not allowed to own guns, or Chicago, and they think that, or they see reloading equipment and think it's bombs because it's advertised that it's like winning the lottery to find a terrorist. So it's a false reality they've been given.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just waiting to get pulled over for my Ruger Pride with an American flag sticker on my car. The second thing I want to say, kind of unrelated, but I don't know if you've ever heard of a SQUID. It's called SQUID, Superconducting Quantum Interference Device. It essentially measures very minute magnets or gravitational, magnetic field. And I had a researcher teacher who was able to figure out that when you have two people in a room, and one person is on the other side of the room, this machine can measure the other person's heartbeat inside yourself from across the room because it has an electrical field through the heartbeat. Just going to show that reality isn't what it seems. We are so...
Okay, well, no, I remember 8 years ago at 4 test airports, including Boston Logan, CBS reported they put passive MRIs that scan your brainwaves from a distance. And now they've announced they're going to start rolling these out on the streets, and then that's quackery. They just say, well, it shows you're a terrorist, the brainwave, bye-bye. You know, they've already disproven the old quackery of the lie detector test, sending hundreds of thousands of innocents to prison, some to the lethal injection, gas chamber, electric chair. And so now they just go, we have newfangled equipment, or we train our TSA people to be able to tell by your eye movements and your facial expressions if you're a terrorist. And then these guys just constantly freaking out, thinking they're Superman. It's all just made up.
Yeah, as a psychologist myself, it makes me sick.
Well, your point about how they say, you know, a man's speeding, a lot of cops now pull somebody over, their dog's dying, their wife's dying. They'll go ahead and arrest them anyways and say, I'm calling for an ambulance. And the wife's dying of a heart attack, the dog's dying, there's been a lot of famous cases. And they get off in the jury trial, and the cop's already mad that they were speeding, so the cop's got to be right. And citizens, too. Look at him speeding. Meanwhile, his wife's next to him dying in the car, or the husband is. Retransmission starts now, InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.